In the Sustainability Reads podcast, I read articles about sustainability that have been published online on news sites, blogs, or organization websites. Listening to this podcast can give you quick insights on sustainability news, opinions, and innovations while limiting your screen time. A variety of sustainability topics are covered, such as climate change, recycling, regenerative agriculture, and circular economy. The name and URL of the article are always mentioned in the comments, so that you have the opportunity to dive deeper if you want to. Enjoy listening. Today I'm reading China's 5-year plan, Baby Steps Toward Carbon Neutrality. It's published on energyandcleanair.org. The Chinese government has today unveiled the summary of the country's 5-year plan for 2021 to 2025 amid a heavy smog in Beijing. Among other things, the plan sets a target of basically eliminating heavy air pollution days by 2025. As China is responsible for almost 30% of global energy sector CO2 emissions, and emissions have returned to growth in recent years, the new plan gives critical insight into how fast the country is planning to start limiting emissions growth and making progress towards the goal of achieving carbon neutrality by 2060, announced last autumn. The plan sets a target of 20% non-fossil energy in total energy consumption, and a target to reduce the CO2 emissions per unit of GDP by 18% from 2020 to 2025. Most notable was that two targets that have regularly featured in earlier 5-year plans were dropped: a 5-year GDP growth target and a target for limiting total energy consumption. CO2 intensity fell by 18.8% from 2015 to 2020, so the 18% target does not represent an acceleration from past targets and trends. The target for reducing energy consumption per unit of GDP is lower than in earlier plans, 13.5% compared with 15% in the previous one. Less obsessed about GDP? The abandonment of GDP targets, long the cornerstone of the 5-year planning process, is momentous, even if it was largely expected. The government will continue to set annual targets for GDP growth, only doing away with the fixed 5-year target. This is potentially good news for the environment, as it should give the government more flexibility to pursue other targets and reduce the pressure to prop up GDP numbers at all costs. The lack of a GDP target does, however, mean that the implications of the CO2 intensity target are harder to assess. For 2021, the government is targeting a 6% GDP growth rate. At this rate of growth, the intensity target doesn't do much at all to limit the growth in CO2 emissions. However, the targeted growth rate in the following years could be lower, as this year is expected to see a rebound from the COVID-19 economic shock and low growth rate last year. China has also tended to significantly overachieve the intensity targets. Slowing down emissions growth, maybe. China's CO2 emissions increased by approximately 1.7% per year from 2015 to 2020, and kept growing at 1.5% even in 2020 despite the pandemic. Assuming that GDP growth over the period averaged 5.5%, CO2 emissions could grow at 1.1% from 2020 to 2025, and still meet all the targets announced today. This would be a slight deceleration compared with past years. However, if there is a strong rebound in growth this year and the rest of the period averages 6%, CO2 emissions growth could even accelerate under these targets compared with the past 5 years. Without the energy consumption control target, there's even less in this 5-year plan to constrain emissions growth than in the previous ones. As a result, there's no guarantee that emissions growth will slow down, let alone stop, by 2025. So it's leaving the decisions about how fast to start limiting emissions growth to the energy sector 5-year plan and other plans expected at the end of the year. The other headline target, a share of 20% non-fossil energy in total energy consumption by 2025, also largely continues the trend of the past years. The share increased from 12.3% in 2015 to 15.9% in 2020, a 3.6 percentage point gain. Therefore, the targeted 4.1 increase by 2025 signals a modest acceleration. A slightly more promising sign was a recent statement by the China Coal Association that coal consumption in 2025 would be capped at 4.2 billion tons, close to the current level. This target would likely be included in the energy sector plan later and indicates that the government could target peaking coal consumption before 2025. However, oil and gas consumption are still expected to grow, so peaking and declining CO2 emissions requires coal consumptions to not only stop growing, but to begin falling again in absolute terms. A shot in the arm for nuclear? In a bit of a surprise, the plan includes a target for nuclear power capacity in 2025 of 70 gigawatts from 52 gigawatts currently. This is less than the increase achieved from 2015 to 2020, but a surprisingly ambitious target, given that there is much less capacity under construction currently than is needed to get there. So it can be read as a high-level signal to speed up new projects, such as a specific capacity target, would usually be relegated to more detailed sectoral plans. A major push for clean energy while also investing in coal. No specific targets were set for wind, solar, hydro, coal, or other energy sources, as was expected. This is a high-level plan of plans. However, the language in the document promises a major push for clean energy. A wind and solar capacity target of 12,000 gigawatts by 2030 was already announced by Xi Jinping in December, although more will very likely be needed to hit the other targets, particularly the target of 25% non-fossil energy in 2030. The plans also contain language on promoting the clean use of coal, so the contradiction between targeting low-carbon development and continuing to invest in coal and fossil fuels still seems stark in China's plans. Overall, the picture is one of very gradual progress in aligning China's energy and emission trends with the target of achieving carbon neutrality by 2060. The overall 5-year plan just left a decision about how fast to start curbing emissions growth and displacing fossil energy to the sectoral plans expected later this year, particularly the Energy Sector 5-year plan and the CO2 peaking action plan. The central contradiction between expanding the smokestack economy and promoting green growth appears unresolved.